Hey guys, we're going to talk a little bit about Instagram story hacks for creators in 2020. I think this is going to be really powerful for some people because we've found a whole bunch of simple ways to create simple Instagram stories without it taking over your life, without having to hire a photographer full time or even a graphic designer. I'm going to share with you guys my favorite Instagram story hacks after we cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Oh my gosh, guys. Okay, so you're going to love this because this is not for the person who's the professional graphic designer. This is not necessarily for the person who has a team of content creators. This is for people who have busy businesses and maybe sometimes several kids, and life doesn't always look perfect and Instagram worthy. So you're wondering, how in the world am I supposed to come up with a whole bunch of Instagram stories every single day? I'm going to share with you guys a couple different ways that we create Instagram stories that have been incredibly powerful for us. So first and foremost, I remember one of my team members actually shared this with me, and it was a life changer. Her name is Nicole. She's incredible. I love Nicole so much. And Nicole said, Rachel, people are nosy. They want to know, like, what did she eat for lunch? What was her guilty pleasure? Like, did she have a snack? What does she do with her morning routine? What does she look like when she wakes up? And I was like, people want to know that? And she's like, oh yeah, like, people stalk Instagram stories of the people that they love because they want to see, like, what's going on. She was like, you've got to just, like, let people behind the curtain. So you've got your favorite chapstick, show them your favorite chapstick. So you've got, you know, a whiteboard with notes on it, share that and leave some mystery. She's like, let people in on your life. And I was like, it feels a little bit weird at first, I'm going to be honest with you guys, just like taking pictures of my day to day and being like, here's my coffee, I like it black. Here's the water, you know, container that I drink six of every single day. Like, it was a little bit weird. But then when I started to get into the routine of just letting people behind the scenes and just showing them, like, this is my life, this is just what it looks like, not just videos of me talking, it was really, really impactful. So that's one of the things that can literally just take pictures throughout your day as you eat, as you go on a walk, as you turn on the TV, just let people behind the scenes. One thing I didn't expect was how many people were going to say, like, Rachel, I love that you love reality TV and Netflix and Love is Blind. And I didn't expect that that would bring some people who were massive fans to me because they loved the fact that I admitted I loved reality TV. So let people behind the scenes, and this is one of the biggest and best hacks that I have for you guys, but I have some more technical hacks that'll be really, really powerful. Okay, so several different things that are very, very helpful for creating simple Instagram stories. Number one, this is huge. Whenever you do a TikTok, feel free to share it on Instagram, on your stories. It's going to feel a little bit weird at first because it feels a little off brand for the platform. But I personally have gotten my audience used to seeing some of my TikToks on my Instagram stories so that way they can get a taste of it and kind of recognize, oh, this is what Rachel's doing on TikTok. And so even though it feels a little bit funny, it feels less funny than repurposing an Instagram story onto a TikTok video. It makes more sense to repurpose a TikTok onto Instagram. Just know that your audience is gonna be like, what are they doing over there? And I personally am letting people behind the curtain to see kind of what this personality is unfolding like on the TikTok platform. Now, a couple more things that are really helpful, and this is huge. Anytime I speak anywhere, anytime that I am in front of an audience, I start out almost every single time with saying, hey, listen, I really, really like photos and I want to get you guys some publicity. So can you guys take some pictures of me right now? I'll pose, take pictures of me and tag me in it on Instagram in your Instagram stories, and I will feature it on my Instagram story. What's neat about that is now you have all of this UGC and people are going to like share your quotes. You're getting almost like social proof, which is really powerful. And so I really enjoy that because suddenly I'm able to add 10 or 20 or even 100 stories that allow people to see different viewpoints and kind of the keywords and quotes that other people found valuable from my talks. So that's one of my favorite ways to get a whole bunch of content that we can reuse down the road. So just remember, you can get UGC when you speak. You can get it when you're on a podcast. Sometimes even on my podcast, I'll say, take a picture of this episode and tag me in it and I will share it. And in fact, let's do that right now. I love this because we all win. I get a win because you create content talking about how much you love whatever it is I'm working on. You get a win because you're showcased now in front of my audience and we all just win together. Anyone else like winning? So that's something I really like to do. Also, super hack for Instagram stories to get more views on your stories and your Instagram account. Anytime you're reading a book from an influencer, a creator, anyone really, tag them in a picture of the book on your story. Same thing's true for podcasts. Same thing is true for Audible. Same thing is true for all of these different places. Anytime that you're watching a YouTube video from an influencer, take a picture of it and tag their Instagram so that way they can reshare it onto their stories and that gives you more exposure. They're winning because they're getting UGC with social proof. This is literally one of my favorite hacks in the entire world. And I've been featured by some really big names by doing this process while reading books. So just know this is one of my favorite hacks. I can't believe I'm giving you guys all the goods for free today. Why not, right? So that's another huge one. Now, for those of us who have, let's say we maybe are a little more private, we don't want to show our lives off, or we're maybe not as comfortable on camera, I'm going to give you guys, I guess we could call it like the introverts or the reserved person's guide to Instagram story hacks. What's amazing about these is it allows you to not have to put your face on the camera, but just remember, like, people want to see your face. So here's what I recommend. You can actually go to creativemarket.com. And at creativemarket.com, you can actually get bundles, like packs of Instagram story templates. I personally don't recommend using Photoshop because it takes so much time, you guys. I'm a huge fan of Canva because not only is it fast, it's cheap, it's simple, it's templatized. Like, what is there to not love? Like, I love Canva so much. By the way, Canva, if you're listening, call me. Like, you guys... like, please, I honestly tell everyone about you guys. But anyways, okay, so basically on Creative Market, you can buy these packs. And so sometimes I'll search for like navy blue or gold Instagram stories, and you can get all of these templates that are made for Canva that you can just download and upload into Canva. And now you're going to have the ability to create all these stories. Now, if you have an iPhone, here's an extra super bonus. Are you guys ready for this? If you have an iPhone, you can work on your desktop on Canva and airdrop it to your phone so that way you don't have to go through the whole like download, upload, etc. process, but that way you can instantly send your stories from your computer to your phone, which is really, really nice. I'm probably going to be sharing some more story hacks for you guys in the next couple of weeks. If you enjoyed this episode, you guys actually probably know exactly what I'm going to ask you to do. Go on over to Instagram and tag me. I'm the Mrs. Peterson. Screenshot this episode and share what you learned, and you might just be featured on my Instagram stories. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Oh, and by the way, I have a few awesome resources for you guys, including some of my favorite strategies for social media. Head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, and there inside of the show notes, you'll get some of my favorite social media resources for free. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye, everyone.